The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry.
Is there no sweeter sound than that of your own name buried in cheers and applause? No, no, there isn't.
Hero of the stupid.
I told you not to be stupid, you moron.
You are so stupid. Stupid.
Stupid. That's a word you don't hear too much anymore. It's been declared abusive, toxic, and mean. One of my kids was once reprimanded in class, not for calling anyone stupid, but merely for using it to describe something. Teacher told my 8-year-old daughter not to use that word again. Here's how she responded.
Fuck you!
That's my girl. No, just kidding. But that should be the response to anyone who wants to ban any word. And I do mean any. Everyone says and does stupid things, regardless of how smart we may be. And sometimes those of lesser intellectual firepower can exhibit great wisdom, as depicted in Forrest Gump or Sling Blade. Hell, I'm pretty certain that Moose, guard dog of the Take No Shit Dojo, is wiser than at least half of humanity. Because every damn thing that dog does is rational. He doesn't ever harm himself or endanger others, doesn't drink, smoke, shoot heroin, text while driving, or overeat, gets all the exercise he needs, sleeps just the right amount. This episode is about a special kind of stupid, lethal idiots. Case in point, this Chief of Police Josh Etheridge, Chatsworth, Georgia. Recently, some 87-year-old woman was out in the woods cutting dandelions that she likes to put in her husband's salads. And some imbecile calls 911 and tells him there's a woman on the trail with a knife. Ooh. I guess there isn't a fuckload of crime going on in Chatsworth, so in a hot minute, there are 4 cops on scene, including the chief. And you know they've got to protect those dandelions. Problem was she didn't speak English, and they told her several times to drop the knife. By the way, she never raised the knife in a threatening manner. She never even behaved aggressively toward the cops. Even one of the cops in his report stated, quote, her demeanor was calm, even when we had our guns out. They pulled their fucking guns. They found it necessary to shoot her with a taser. Because, you know, an 87-year-old might be some kung fu master in disguise. Or maybe Al-Qaeda, or maybe she was a witch. She might put one of those cops in a headlock and force him to eat a poison apple. So how does a chief of police... Hang on a minute. You know, we have a tradition here on this show. When we find a flaming asshole, we just don't feel they deserve the respect of their proper name or title. So we tag them with nicknames like Sheriff Monkey Boy, Scott Israel, that badged buffoon, who's still drawing a salary down there in Broward County, over half a year since the Parkland School massacre, which Sheriff Monkey Boy's men refused to stop. I think I'm going to call Josh Etheridge Chief Queef. So how does one justify tasering an 87-year-old non-English-speaking woman with dementia? Let's hear it straight from the chief.
Upon arrival, we located a female, elderly woman, ended up being 87 years old. Of course, we didn't know the age at the time.
Right there, Chief Queef starts covering his candy ass. Of course, we didn't know her age at the time. Because 87-year-olds are frequently mistaken for more dangerous 25-year-olds. Happens all the time.
She did have a knife.
Several times, Chief Queef tells us she had a knife, just in case we have hearing like an 87-year-old.
She was in an elevated position above both myself and the other officer that was there on scene.
Oh, she's in an elevated position. Well, clearly, being in an elevated position would give an 87-year-old with dementia a tactical advantage over four cops with guns. So there's that.
She did have a knife in her right hand. We began trying to communicate with her, telling her, of course, to drop the knife, put the knife down.
We heard you the first time, Chief Queef. She had a knife. Got it.
Didn't know if she just didn't understand us or just was having some type of issue.
Yes, she was having an issue. The clinical name for that issue is being 87 years old. By the time most people hit that age, they don't see real well. They're hearing impaired, and they tend to move like they're in slow motion. Really fucking slow. But of course, Chief Queef and his Power Rangers didn't know her age at the time. She might have been Adonna Stevenson in a wig, an apron, and orthopedic shoes.
She began walking towards the officer then, after the multiple commands. He told her to stop several times. She continued walking, at which time he deployed a taser.
You know, maybe I got Chief Queef all wrong. I'm starting to think that maybe he's not such a dope, because he's slinging the bullshit lines ripped straight from the Government Employee How to Cover Your Ass handbook. Note, he does not say we shot her with a taser. He says we deployed the taser. That statement is eerily reminiscent of a much more horrible situation that went down in Flint, Michigan, where a SWAT team shot an unarmed father of two dead from across the street simply because he answered his door. And another chief, an even bigger asshole named Troy Livingston, said his man acted professionally and in accordance with procedure. And Troy never said they shot the man. No. Chief Troy said, quote,
"The officer discharged his weapon."
Sounds almost benign, doesn't it? You might discharge your duties, get honorably discharged from a fine military career. Discharge a weapon, that almost makes it hard to believe someone even died. But they did.
I feel like everything was handled by the protocol. Of course, we'll still be reviewing this. We'll review it to see if there's anything we could have done differently, anything we could have done better.
Ding, ding, ding. There's a cover-your-ass statement. Notice how he slurs his way through that mighty quick. So what's Chief Queef saying? We did what the protocol says. I want to see where, in his three-ring binder of procedures, it says how to handle a geriatric with a knife. I'd like to read that. What Chief Queef really did there was liken himself to a fucking circus monkey. He admitted he lacked the ability to make some kind of judgment, so he used protocol. Whatever the fuck that is. You know, if police work can be handled by protocol, maybe it's time we have robocops. Just program some shit into them and hope for the best. If they fuck up, who can blame them? They're robots following protocol.
Given the situation that the officer was put in, he didn't ask to be put in it, but he was put in the situation.
Bullshit, Chief Queef. That cop asked to be put in that situation the moment he put on the uniform. Because that's what police work is. It's dangerous. When you become a cop, you agree to expose yourself to perilous situations. And you are paid to respond to those situations. And in the course of discharging your duties, you may get injured or dead. If you can't accept that possibility, then be a fucking accountant.
You have a person walking towards you with a knife. You're giving commands to stop. And he used the taser to deploy the taser rather than using deadly force.
Oh, this Chief Queef is beyond belief. A tasering is a partial electrocution. Plenty of young people die from tasers. It causes cardiac arrhythmia. In fact, police have killed over 1,000 people with tasers so far this century. On an 87-year-old, it's a miracle that woman didn't die.
The question is always going to be, why did he not retreat? And then the thought behind that would be, if the officer would have retreated, with her being on an elevated position, he could have easily fell down at which time she would still been progressing on top of him, and deadly force could have been used at that point in time. And that was the whole goal, was to try to avoid using any type of force, but if we have to use force, use the minimum force.
Yep. Ooh, those 87-year-olds, they can move like a jaguar. If that officer stepped backwards and tripped, she'd be on him in a flash. And who could help him? Oh, that's right. There were three other cops on scene. But still, what chance would four of Chatsworth, Georgia's finest have against one 87-year-old woman with dementia and a knife? Also, according to Chief Queef, she could have, quote, fell on the knife herself, unquote. So really, tasing her was for her safety. See? Got it? This guy, this Chief Queef, is a disgrace to all the great and brave cops in this country. They hate assholes like him. Because unfortunately, chicken shit punks like him get a lot of attention. Josh Etheridge is a danger to himself and the public. He should not carry a gun, and he should have authority over no one. So to that end, I'm going to issue a challenge to Chief Queef on behalf of the people of Chatsworth, Georgia, and the stand-up courageous cops all around the country. I want to throw down with this clown. Say, three rounds with a ref. If I win, Chief Queef resigns and apologizes and agrees to look for a job more befitting his abilities. If he wins, I'll donate $5,000 to a police charity. Chief Queef, I await your answer. Stupid people or intelligent people doing stupid things often kill others. And sometimes it's no accident. We tend to think that stupid people are not mean or evil, that stupid cannot be malicious or deadly. That's a fucking stupid assumption. Like this Chris Watts guy in Colorado, under arrest for killing his pregnant wife and his two daughters aged 3 and 4. Compounding the murders, the alleged murderer, I have to say that, but I do not have to refrain from giving Chris a nickname. 15 Watt Chris. That's all he's got between port and starboard. Maybe you saw 15 Watt Chris on his TV appearance, trying to look earnest and distraught, but instead he looked fake and phony and insincere. In this TV appearance, 15 Watt Chris talks about hoping they are safe. Meanwhile, the kids were already stuffed in an oil tank at the refinery where he worked. So right there, always dispose of bodies at your place of employment to elude suspicion. Then fancy yourself a great actor and talk about it on TV. Now, 15 Watt Chris has demanded an independent DNA testing of these kids' bodies because, you know, somebody might be framing him and killed a couple of random toddlers and took them to the refinery just to fuck up 15 Watt Chris. Meanwhile, on Facebook, Chris and his family led lives of unblemished perfection. Just a few days before she was killed, his wife, Shanann, posted on Facebook that 15 Watt Chris was the greatest husband and father ever. You can never predict how anyone will react in any situation, but 15 Watt Chris just looked phony as fuck. He smiles, doesn't seem perturbed, keeps saying some stupid shit about, if they're safe, that's okay. That kind of talk isn't a red flag. It's a flag made of burning phosphorus. Another possibly lethal idiot grabbing global headlines is this Asia Argento broad, widow of the recently self-deceased Anthony Bourdain. She made a big, big splash at the Cannes Film Festival, where she went off on Harvey Weinstein. Said she was assaulted and raped by him at age 21. But she continued to have relations with him for 4 more years. For a while there, she was kind of the Joan of Arc of the hashtag MeToo movement. But Jesus, if you're going to throw stones, you better live in a windowless concrete bunker and have one pristine, bulletproof past. Turns out Asia may have more in common with Bill Cosby than Joan of Arc. Allegedly, she was hot for a co-star named Jimmy Bennett. Problem was, at the time, Asia was 37 and Jimmy was only 17. Allegedly, she got him alone and liquored up in a hotel room. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Bennett was traumatized, and it affected his work and his mind. His income, pre-Asia assault, had been about $500,000 a year. Afterwards, it dropped to just $60,000. So Jimmy's attorneys threatened a lawsuit, and Asia opened her purse and cut Jimmy a check for 380 G's of shut-your-mouth money. Wow. A story at Slate gave some more background. Bennett first appeared with Argento in a movie in 2004 called The Heart is Deceitful Above All. He was 7 at the time, and Argento played his hooker mother. In the story, she dresses the boy as a girl, and he is raped. I wonder if that ran on the Disney Channel. Then in 2013, he again appeared with her in some flick, and that's when things heated up. Asia also had an Instagram post that said, "Waiting for my long-lost son, my love Jimmy." Later, after the assault, Asia sent out another Instagram showing them together and captioned, quote, "Jimmy is going to be in my next movie, and that is a fact. Dig that, Jack," unquote. I wonder who Jack is. Was that another actor who auditioned but didn't get the part? And this Slate writer spins it thusly, quote, "That mother-son dynamic is one of several revelations that make this story so sickening and confusing. It is not news that abusers have often been abused themselves." Hey, maybe Weinstein can use that as his defense, huh? He's just completing the cycle. Couldn't be helped. Everyone is a victim. Harvey's attorney isn't letting this go unanswered. Stay tuned. This is bound to get even nuttier. Is Asia Argento a lethal idiot? Well, some say she drove Bourdain to suicide. I guess that's possible. Regardless, Holly's shit is really a sewer of a place. Oh, and hey, Chief, I'm waiting on you. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always good to be with you. If you like what you just heard, slide over to patreon.com/thatlarryshow and join the Take No Shit Dojo. You'll get access to a ton of bonus episodes, as well as signed books, custom recordings, and more. Write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I'll see you this weekend for Sinner's Sunday. And until that time, take no shit.